Good morning, dear listeners. Today we speak about a new therapeutic mushroom called Cordyceps sinensis. So this mushroom has been studied for quite some time, and in the past it was only available in the Asian countries and the Himalayas, but in recent decades scientists have developed techniques for the cultivation of cordyceps with the same qualities as the spontaneous varieties. So these mushrooms become more accessible also in the West, and in the cultivated cordyceps the trace ingredients from host animals are absent, so avoided, and this makes it suitable for vegetarians and vegans as well. Just to remind you that all this information is available in my book Healing with Mycotherapy, and this is just a kind of introductory podcast to what is explained in the book. So going back to the cordyceps, so today the popularity has been growing in the West, and this mushroom has been used in various preparations and also dietary supplements, and it's been used for respiratory disorders such as asthma, bronchitis, but also for cardiovascular diseases. But the most well-known effect of these mushrooms is that it gives energy and strength. So it's recommended for active people with a modern lifestyle and people who experience chronic stress, which can also lead to depression, and for those suffering from burnout, and also as well as for athletes and elderly people, because it stimulates the energy in the body, and that is done by because of its properties of the active compounds, which includes various polysaccharides, lovastin, melanin, ergosterol, etc. So clinical studies have shown that the cordyceps mushrooms reduces fatigue. It increases physical energy and the ability of aerobics and physical performance. It's often used for older people, busy people, professional athletes, like we said, and also for its effect on improving the not just the physical but also the mental performance and the better recovery after strong effort. So the invigorating properties of cordyceps are due to the beneficial effects on the respiratory and cardiovascular functions, such as the increase in blood flow and the oxygen absorption and consumption by the cells. And so it increases the sexual functions in both male and females, according to one study, and also the immune responses and the strengthening of the immune system, and acts against tumor and viral infections such as the flu. And the antiviral properties are obtained through the inhibition of the viral replication. So that's a very important effect. So these mushrooms also, in a study, increased the effectiveness of the radiotherapy and the chemotherapy, and they reduced its side effects. That's one study from 2008. At last but not least, it may protect against diabetes type 2 by regulating the functions of insulin and reducing the blood sugar levels. So just to wrap up about cordyceps sinensis, its main application is anti-aging, energy boost, fertility and sexual function, and other applications can be diabetes type 2, lowering sugar levels, kidney support, liver disorder, viral and cancer support. Okay, that's all for the cordyceps, and you can find this information and much more information about the mushrooms in my book Healing with Mycotherapy. Thank you for listening. Bye for now.